This recording, Missouri 25, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for her beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and lay her on her side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So I would say I was in kindergarten. Actually, I was in kindergarten. And on the playground, kindergartners were not allowed to go on the monkey bars or the monkey rings on the jungle gym set. So one day, there was some of my fellow kindergartner friends, and they tied a rope up on the monkey bars and like was swinging off of it like Tarzan. And so I went up there and I was like, "Y'all know y'all not supposed to be on here. We not supposed to be up here." So then I untied the rope, but as I untied the rope, the teacher only saw me by the monkey bars and was like, "Sadasia, you know kindergartners are not allowed on the monkey rings or the monkey bars." And I was like, "I was just telling them that." And then she was like, "Well, I don't see them, nobody else playing." And I was like, she was like, "You need to get down or get away from there." So me trying to be a little smarty pants, I was like, "Okay, all right." So I just swung on the rope. I tried to be a smart pants, like swing off the rope that was on the monkey bars, but I forgot that I untied the rope before that happened. So I swung and I jumped off and the rope fell. So I fell too. And I hit my head on the platform on my way down. So I was like so embarrassed. And I promise you, like, the whole playground stopped after that. Like, it just felt like everybody froze. And the teacher was like, She was like, now that's what you get. You need to go stand on the wall because you on time out or whatever. So on my way to the wall, I would just like feel like everybody on the playground was like watching me. Like I could just feel the stares. And you know, I'm in birds, so like tears starting to whoop up in my eyes. And so this, I'll never forget this little boy. He was like, her head bleeding. And then I like touched the back of my head because I didn't even know. And then I saw the blood. And then my teacher, she ran up, put her hand and ran me inside. And, you know, it wasn't a really bad bleed. So like what they did was we stopped the bleeding. Like we had to use paper towels and stuff to stop the bleeding. And then they gave me frozen hot dogs to like put on there because they didn't have no ice packs. I went to a black owned private school. So, you know, there's sometimes, you know, lack of, but so they called my granny and my mother. And during this time I was living with my grandmother. So, when I saw my mother with my grandmother, and I was sitting in the front waiting for them to come get me. And I just knew my granny was coming. So I was like, oh, it's just my granny, you know. But my mother was there and I just started bawling because I was like, oh my God, and let my mama down. She tell me all the time to listen to the rules, and I just started crying all over again. And then my mama came in, she was like, Sadasia, what did we learn? I was like, that we're supposed to follow the rules. And she was like, okay, so we not gonna get on the monkey bars no more, right? I was like, no, ma'am. And then so after that, she was like, let me see. They didn't take me to the hospital because they said it wasn't like that bad. So they just took me home and like my mom slept me and watched me overnight. So, but that's the story of how I bust my head in kindergarten.